Paul, talk me through that dressage performance.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating. The first three movements were just not on the aids, and we had a few errors in the first three movements, which is really frustrating because then you're just not game to really go for the good marks. Otherwise, she was good. She was nice and relaxed, which makes it even more frustrating that she had those problems. Some good work, some good marks.
I know that your horse is very strong over cross country as well. What are your thoughts on Giuseppe's course?
Yeah, it's much tougher than last year, which is what it needed to be. It's very fair. I don't think there's anything that's going to be causing any particular problems, but there'll be penalties spread around the course, and hopefully I'm not one of those ones racking up the penalties.
You said it's a very fair course. Is there anything that you're looking forward to in particular, or maybe not looking forward to?
Yeah, but the only jump I don't like is the... I think it's called the Swindon Designer Outlet Hollow, with those tree logs on the turn and up and down the hills. You know, that was a very influential fence here 2 years ago when he first introduced it, and it's different this year. That'll cause an awful lot of problems. It's probably the one fence I'm not 100% confident on, but other than that, everything else should be good.
In general, though, looking ahead to Sunday, are you feeling confident?
We've got a long way to go before then, so I'll just focus on one thing at a time.